No, that's not what I said. The Holy Spirit opened my ears and my ears became resurrected with God's power to hear the voice. I don't know what voice you're listening to. And I hear the sound of the voice and know the divine instructions of the Father when he speaks to me. I don't care what you say to me. I have resurrected ears of resurrected hearing through the Holy Spirit. And my ability to hear from God has greatly increased in great measure. That's what I said. That's what you need to be listening to. And the Holy Spirit anointed me to listen to the sound of the voice of the Father. Everyone is not listening to the sound of the voice of the Father. Everyone can't hear the Father's voice. That's the voice of the Father. That's the sound of the voice of the Father giving me great measure and the gift of listening to God's voice. What voice are you listening to? God's voice is speaking to me directly. I have resurrected listening together with resurrected hearing. Did you hear what I just said? Do I need to repeat myself? I have resurrected listening. I have resurrected hearing. My ability to hear the sound of God's voice and my ability to listen to God's voice and to obey God's voice has been divinely activated upon me and through my ministry life. I'm not putting nothing on you. Each man and each woman is responsible for what they say that their relationship is with God. But I'm smart enough because I'm not dumb enough. I'm not listening to you. I don't care about what you say. I said what I said. If the mic wasn't on, this is the way I feel. An interview means nothing. I do my own interviews. That's why God gave me Kenneth's podcast. I do my own interviews. I don't need to sit down and have an interview with someone else ask me a bunch of Neanderthal questions, because you're going to get a Neanderthal answer. Don't play with me.